My name's Esther. I'm 17. Currently finished my AS exams, doing my A2 now. I just wasn't feeling very, like, happy, so I just turned into, like, I just turned to drugs as, like, kind of a way to make myself feel better. And just loads of stuff was going on at home. It was just so much fun because it's, like, you just get that kind of feeling that you can't get naturally, which is kind of, like, artificial happiness because, obviously, you pay for it and it's not real, then it runs out. When I was smoking loads of weed, I felt really ill and just super sad all the time. And then I went to YAC and then they told me to come here. And then I didn't know this kind of support was, like, available for people my age. And then, it just made me feel so much better. And I just wanted to stop because I didn't want to mess up my GCSEs and my A-levels because they're, like, really, like, valuable to me. I remember the first time I tried MD, it was, like, I was just drunk and then I was at this party and then I passed out. And then I woke up and then there was just a few of my friends doing it and they were like, do you want some? And I was like, yeah, why not? And then I've never felt that kind of happiness in my life. And then it just kind of escalated doing, like, acid and cocaine and stuff. Pretty fun, but it's not worth it. It couldn't go on any longer because I didn't know how long this cycle was just going to go, like, get high and then come down, then get high, then come down. I had to find a way of getting, like, natural happiness from them. I make it seem kind of easy because now I'm, like, on medication or antidepressant. They said not to drink, but it's so hard. No one actually understands how hard it is when everyone around you is doing things and you're not even allowed to go near or, like, touch it. I was in hostel in January because I felt really bad from just taking drugs. I was just super depressed and I took an overdose. Then I had to go to hospital, and then after, like, 2 months, I thought I was ready to go out, and my friend had a party, and then me and my mum and my whole family, we agreed not drinking, but then I went there and I ended up drinking. I bought a pill and then I took half, because I always take, if it's like pills, you don't know what's in it, so you always take half, see what happens, see how you're feeling, then take the other half. But this time I just took half, and then 2 seconds later I was like, oh, I don't want to save it for later, so I just took the other half. For, like, a brief time, I felt so, like, on it, like, just completely off my nut. And then next thing I know, I wake up in hospital, I'm getting, like, resuscitated and, like, coming back to life. I was, like, dead for, like, a couple hours, but it was such a tragic and, like, deep moment because I had no idea what was happening. I just wake up in hospital and there's, like, loads of doctors around me trying to get me back to life. So I'm so thankful that I came here. First of all, I actually have no idea where I'll be right now without this place. And, like, for me, I think the most important thing is, like, me and my worker, we have, like, such a significant bond. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, she hates it so much. I don't know how to thank her because, like, every day, if it wasn't for her, I don't know where I'd be.